It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, we're talking about working out. We're talking about getting lean, getting mean, and we have a guest on with us later this hour, Mike Chang. He is a YouTube phenomenon. He's got over 3 million viewers or subscribers because they literally love his workout. So he's going to be on talking to us about how you can do it quickly and get the right results. And I mean, he's ripped. But before we bring him on, I think let's talk about how hard it is to, I mean, what's your excuse when you don't work out? What would you say?
It's because my wife makes me do errands.
Really?
And take the trash out and go to the store. And I mean, I can never work out because of the old lady. I mean, it's just amazing.
But the old lady, do something about him.
No. Go in there.
What about you?
Sometimes it's time constraints, but, you know, like our guest will say, I mean, you can get a pretty good workout in a brief amount of time. So even if you don't have that full hour or hour and a half to go to the gym and get a good long workout in, you can knock one out. So, I mean, I usually get mine out, knock it out morning, get up.
Well, you know, I think the buddy system works. We signed up Little Walter for a personal trainer because he's got baseball tryouts for high school, and we wanted to make sure he was in the best shape possible so he didn't get an injury. And I think just knowing I'm going to take him, I'm going to be there, so I'll work out while he's working out, that is motivation. And he finished, it was funny, he finished early once. He came over there and he's like, come on, you can do it. Give one up for the team, mom.
I tell the moms that all the time. You know, they go up there and they drop the kid off for soccer practice and they sit there on the sideline and, you know, chat everybody up. It's like, and then you'll see the one or two moms, the ones that are usually pretty fit, they're out there walking around the, you know, you can kill two birds with one stone. You want to chat and go out there and chat and walk. You can get your workout in rather than, you know, chatting or leaving practice and then trying to come back and wasting time sitting around in the car.
Yeah, just get one of the other moms to walk with you.
One of the most effective things to get a really good workout in is something called interval training. I think Mike will talk about it later on in the show. But, you know, you can get an incredible workout done in less than half an hour. The way the interval training works, it's often weights or using large muscle groups, but you often will do some exercises, say squats for 40 seconds.
Not
then
squats.
Or lunges.
No, not the L word. I hate lunges.
For 40 seconds, then rest for 20 seconds, then do it again for 40 seconds, and then sort of rotate exercises. But you can get an incredible workout done in a short period of time. You just have to go do it. And one of the problems is, you know, we come home from work, we eat dinner, now we're tired. Now we may be a little bit, you know, digesting food, and it's a little hard to get motivated to go do it. But you can do it in a short period of time. It really doesn't have to take a long time.
Well, you know, my dad does this. After he eats, he immediately goes for a walk. And I used to think, how can you do that? You got to let your food settle. You know, the old wives' tale, you got to let your food settle. But I remember back we had a gastroenterologist on the show who said that's the worst thing you can do is sit down after you eat. You need to move because then it actually moves the food through faster and keeps you from getting things like reflux and all the nasty stuff that comes along with like heartburn and such.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I tell everybody, listen to your grandparents is, you know, grandma told you to chew your food 40 times, you know, so chew it up good so it's easier to digest. And then, you know, grandpa went for his constitutional like that. And grandpa knew if he stayed upright or if he walked around a little bit, that it moved things on through. If he went and plopped down in his lazy boy, you know, that's where you're going to get the acid reflux because it's, you know, the path of least resistance is going to go back up into the esophagus.
And of course, the daily constitutional, you'll go to the bathroom more regularly. So that's right. Another benefit.
You got the gastrocolic reflex working in your behavior. So keep the matches handy in the bathroom.
And you could time your day that way. You know, like, okay, I'm going to eat at this time. I'm going to walk at this time. Well, then I can do my business and then I can move on, right? Because, I mean, if you get in a regular routine.
That's right.
Not to be gross, but seriously, I mean, that's how it works with my dad. He comes to visit and I'm like, oh, you want to go? And he goes, yeah, we'll go about 9 o'clock. And it gives him time to do all his stuff. It's, you know, it's not a gross thing to talk about. It's a real important thing. And exercise is so important to all the vital parts of the body, the intestines, the heart, the, you know, the lungs, the whole thing.
And it's so important to stay strong, because as we age, we lose muscle. So you want to lose as little as possible by working out.
Okay, that means it's time for Doc Shock. Doc Shock is something that we find in the news that we find either shocking or we're just shocked it made the news. So this is interesting. We all know how important it is to get regular sleep and to kind of fall into a sleep pattern. But for some people, the biological clock is really, really screwed up. And it could be because you're working night shift or some unexplainable reason why you just happen to stay up at night and then you're tired in the day. But researchers out of Vanderbilt found that they can activate the biological clock using a laser and an optical fiber. And this new type of research is called, you guessed it, it's got the word genetics in it. Seems like everything does, right? Optogenetics. And it's a technique where they actually insert genes that express optical sensitivity proteins into targeted cells in order to make the cells respond to the light. So the researchers did this on animals, and we don't know if it's going to work on humans, but if it does, it could be a huge breakthrough. You know, for people that have messed up biological clocks, this could, or even seasonal affective disorder, or, you know, they suffer from jet lag, this could change their lives. And, you know, the other thing that I thought was really interesting in this research is they did this study on mice because they found that mice have the exact biological clock that humans have. It's just reversed. So the mice sleep during the day for 8 hours, but the rest of the time they're up. And the first thing I thought was, man, I'm never going to get a pet mouse. Can you imagine you're trying to sleep and it's on the wheel all night long?
You obviously have never had one.
I've never had one. Have you had a pet mouse?
Well, hamsters, but I mean, they're the same thing. These nocturnal rodents, and that's exactly what happens.
They stay up. I mean, they must be bad for kids because they're constantly moving and waking them up.
Of course, that's why cats are nocturnal, so they can hunt for these rodents.
Yeah, I know. Our cats drive us crazy. I don't know if our listeners have cats, but we've got one ginormous cat. We have several cats, but one particular one is really big. She's about 20 pounds, and she beats the door down in the middle of the night to come in. It's crazy. All right, if you haven't been to the website, stayyoungamerica.com, be sure and go there. And keep this phone number, 844-WELL-100. You're going to need it for the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free copy of the book, coming up at the end of the show.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Listen up, girls. I want to talk to you for a minute about your breasts. That's right. I said breasts. It's up to us to take good care of them, and that means getting your yearly mammogram. People often ask me where I go to get mine. I choose Solis Mammography, not just because they're friendly and efficient, but because technology and experience matters. I wouldn't trust my breast health to anyone else. Solis offers 3D mammography so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. And knowing that they have the information they need gives me peace of mind that my results are accurate. When it comes to mammography, go where I go. Solis Mammography. Call now to find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. 866-717-2551, or go online at solismammo.com. That's solismammo.com.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam complete with hormone evaluation, and then followed up with a plan designed just for me, where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, coming up, we have a great guest with an amazing story to tell. Mike Chang is a leading fitness genius who went from being homeless to being a YouTube sensation, changing millions of lives. And he's got such an incredible story. And so today, you know, we're talking about how to get fit, and he's the guy to go to. So we'll be on with him in just a second.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
This Immortal Minute is brought to you by Solus Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. So we've been talking in the past about the gut biome. This is a study out of NYU about a year ago, and it shows that they took worms and they introduced a specific bacteria into their gut. And these bacteria produce nitrous oxide. And we know that nitrous oxide levels, when elevated, can help slow the aging process and have anti-inflammatory, et cetera. And they did in these nematodes, in these little worms. And what it showed is it's the beginning, or it's part of the evidence, that what goes on in our guts can secrete chemicals that can slow the aging process or cause disease or prevent disease. And no, we can't get these bacteria, won't survive in our gut. Dr. Gammon's looking at it. It's like, oh, maybe I should have that.
Maybe I should get that. Just
probiotics.
Eat the worms.
It's a no. but when fed bacteria capable of manufacturing the nitrous oxide, the worms live longer.
Of course, nitrous oxide is needed for erections. Did these worms swell up?
It did not comment.
You really just went there? You're the one who always gets on us for saying things that we can't say on the radio.
They looked at the worms under fluorescence, and they did fluoresce kind of blue. So
okay. Now we know.
Oh, Mike Chang's coming on. He doesn't even know what he's getting into. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys.
So you have a really fascinating story because you have millions of people that follow you on YouTube. They do your workouts. They literally have watched you grow from being a thin guy to a very muscular guy. And they're watching kind of what's going on with you and with your company. But it wasn't always that way, right? You were homeless, weren't you?
Yeah, I got me and my girlfriend broke up, and I had no place to go. I had maybe like $800 in my bank, and that dwindled down really, really quickly.
Let me tell you, that's somewhat like divorce, okay? You lose your house and you have very little
have
money,
no money
left in your wallet. So it's a hint of things that could come.
And the craziest thing was,
he's not bitter.
Business with that money. It was tough.
So, by all means. So tell us how you got out of that, like out of that situation.
My friend Daniel Rose, he was introduced to another buddy of mine, and I remember I met him, and he was told that I had really good workouts, and you know, he's kind of a workout fanatic himself. So he's like, hey, okay, let's go ahead and try it out. And so I remember putting him through a very quick, just 20-minute leg workout, and just blew his mind. And after that, he was sold. He's like, Mike, I'm going to go and train with you. I love this type of training. And so when I was literally almost thrown to the street, I hit him up. I was like, hey, Dan, you know, I need a place to stay.
That's right. I'm going to trade you a room for some workouts.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, I mean, to be honest, you know, I was doing workouts, but I was doing more than that. You know, I had to pull my load of the share. So I mean, I was cleaning up, I was washing dishes. I was really just
what?
Kinda, yeah,
if you would have done that before, you and your girlfriend would not have broken up.
I know, right? And I was just trying to pull my weight, but he saw something. He saw that, you know, we need to get these workouts out to everybody else. And luckily for me, you know, he had a good amount of business experience. And so we partnered up and we decided, hey, let's go ahead and get these workouts and get these type of training out to the public, out to the normal guys, not to, you know, professional bodybuilders on try to improve a little more muscle here and there, but to the normal person that either hates working out or just don't have the time, or the people that are trying but can't do it right. So that's really how we got started. And I always tell people this, you know, when somebody comes into the office now, they're like, wow, you know, you guys created all of this. But they don't know that we started off in the bedroom. You know, my bedroom was /my bedroom/office. And I slept on an air mattress for two reasons. Number one was because I couldn't afford a bed, you know, because it cost a little bit of money, but also because we needed some room to work. So I slept on the air mattress and I inflated it every night and deflated it every morning, stuck into a little corner. And we had a brown, ugly old table that was like donated to us. And we worked on that table, just me and him. And that's how Six Pack Shortcuts got started. You know, we did everything. We made videos. We did the designs, which was horrible. You know, we were the customer service. We were, you know, the video editors. We did everything. And from there, we just grew one person at a time.
Well, I think that's almost the American dream in a nutshell, that you can make something out of basically nothing. You have a talent. And turn that talent into a business and then actually make a living off of it. And that's what you did. I've watched your videos, and I think what's important for especially the men that are listening is the body that you build out of these workouts. It's a good looking body. It's not like that disgusting, you know, overbuilt body, or where they look too big on the top and too small on the bottom. You know, it's a very proportionate look. And speaking as a woman, I think that your workouts are a good workout for men to do, because they're going to get a look that's a normal but yet very strong body. Correct?
Yeah, and actually, correct. And actually, a lot of our workouts are actually really good for women to do, too. It's just that a lot of women kind of shy away from the resistance training. But there's actually a lot of things that they should be doing in order to get that nice physique, because most women just jump on treadmills and goals. And
we push the women to go do resistance training. I mean, it's important.
Let's talk about belly fat, Mike. What works, what doesn't work about getting rid of belly fat?
So the common misconception of getting rid of the belly fat is, either I'm going to do a whole bunch of crunches and sit-ups and these direct ab exercises, because logically it does make sense. You know, if I want to get rid of the fat in that area, I'm just going to do a lot of exercises that stimulate that area. I mean, I can feel the burn and it hurts and it's sore, but people don't really realize the science behind burning fat, which is basically our muscles is what burns fat. It's like a, I always explain it to people, it's like an engine to a car. You know, if you have a really big V10 truck versus a small, you know, Honda Civic, you know, V4 engine, the truck is going to burn a lot more gas. And the fat on our bodies is basically like gas. If you have a bigger engine, you burn more gas. If you have more muscles on your body, you burn more body fat. Now, before someone goes, well, I don't want to be a huge bodybuilder with all the muscles, but you don't have to be. You just have to have a little bit more muscle than what you do, and that will significantly increase the amount of calories you burn. So that means when somebody's trying to burn the belly fat, they actually should be putting muscle on their entire body and not just focusing on that little bit of ab muscle, because those ab muscles are actually really, really small, and they don't burn a lot of calories because they're just very small muscles. People should be focusing more on muscles like their glutes, you know, like their legs, you know, the whole entire backside. And so that's really the biggest thing. And I'll say the second thing is really just doing a lot of cardio. And again, it's the same reason, because cardio doesn't burn. I mean, it burns calories, but it doesn't build muscle. So that means you're only burning when you're doing the cardio. So imagine somebody jumping on the treadmill and doing 30 minutes, and they get a little sweat on, and then when they're done, within 15 to 20 minutes, their calorie burning stops. So then what are they burning for the rest of the day? I mean, they're definitely going to be eating. I mean, hell, most people probably eat a little bit more because they're thinking, I deserve it. You know, I did 30 minutes cardio.
I worked out. I think I need to eat a box of cookies.
There you go. It's okay. Yeah, I'll just do a little extra cardio tomorrow to make up for this extra cookie. And that's why, you know, I never do cardio. It's not really because I don't like it. It's just because I do cardio now more for my heart than actually fat burning, you know, because if you build muscle, right, and if you really do it right, you will get both the resistance training aspect, which is building muscle, plus the cardiovascular, you know, benefits, which, you know, improves your heart, lungs, and everything else in your body.
Well, hey, we've got to go to a break, but I want to give a shout out to the military. We know you guys and gals are out there. You're far away from home. We're so happy we can give you a little piece of home. We appreciate all those downloads. We can see them all over. If you're in the military, even if you're not, and you want to listen to past shows, you can always find us on iTunes, the Staying Young Show, or you can go to stayyoungamerica.com, because if you go there, you can actually find a link that'll take you directly there. And then if you haven't been on Facebook, be sure to find us under Stay Young Media Group on Facebook. We're always posting stuff that we talk about on the show. So there's interesting tidbits about studies. We'll even put a link here to Mike Chang's YouTube channel. And also, don't go away, because when we come back, we're going to talk about Chang's workouts, but also what they have to do with human growth hormone and the thyroid.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Imagine being able to reach your doctor at any hour or be seen the same day you call by healthcare professionals who know and care about you. What if you could have your yearly exam and all your primary care visits covered for the entire year? Well, no need to imagine. This is the reality of Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs. Learn more about Executive Medicine of Texas and our concierge program by going to emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932. That's emtexas.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
When it comes to your breast, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you, 866-717-2551, or go online at solismammo.com.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
When you're a health and wellness expert, people pay special attention to the way you look, and I'm always being asked about my flawless skin. My secret is actually based on science. I use stem cell cream, which helps rebuild my skin from the inside out, turning back the hands of time. Goodbye wrinkles and goodbye age spots. Hello, young and flawless skin. You can order Lifeline stem cell products at stayyoungskin.com or call 800-910-3932. Stayyoungskin.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at stayyoungamerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's stayyoungamerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
If you're like me, going to the doctor has never been at the top of your priority list. The hassle of finding a doctor and then sitting in a crowded waiting room has never been appealing. Luckily, I've been empowered to take charge of my health through the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Program. The program includes a half-day extensive physical exam complete with hormone evaluation and then followed up with a plan designed just for me where all the primary care visits with my Executive Medicine of Texas doctor are covered for the entire year. And the best part? My doctor is just a phone call away at any time. Each member of the Executive Medicine of Texas team works with you to help you achieve your personal health goals. If you're ready to take charge of your health, check out the Executive Medicine of Texas Concierge Programs at emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932. emtexas.com or 800-910-3932. Don't be that person who puts off your health until it's too late. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-3932.
Looking for the fountain of youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, don't forget we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day at the end of the show. So get a pen, get ready, because when we get to the end of the show and we do the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, it's your chance to win a free, yep, free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. It's an award-winning book. It's got a lot of great stuff in it, so you're going to want to play. And again, that number is 844-WELL-100, and the website is stayyoungamerica.com. We're visiting with Mr. Chang here. And Mr. Chang, I love to call you Mr. Chang, Mike, because you're young and you're vibrant. but he's, you know, he's a fabulous sensation on YouTube right now. How many subscribers do you get? Like 3 million or something? I mean, it's like a big number.
Yeah, I think it's a little more than 3 million now. I don't even look at it now.
I don't even check. You know, you got these little kids, they post a video and they check every hour. You're like, yeah, I don't even check.
Yeah.
But you know, your workouts are sound, and there's a lot of great stuff there. And it's we always tell people they got to get moving. You got to get moving. They got a million excuses. I can't get to the gym. Well, they don't need to get to the gym, right?
Yeah, I mean, movement. Oh, God, I'm so glad you said that. People are getting sick nowadays, and I tell people you need to move, even when you're sick.
Yeah,
you know, that's how your body heals itself. You know,
that's right. And you can catch something going to the gym, so you need to watch the videos and work out in your own bedroom. I'm just saying. But you mentioned something about human growth hormone and how working out is so important to triggering that naturally in your own body.
Yeah, so human growth hormone, and just like testosterone, men, a lot of people know about it, but they don't know how to increase it. And so most people just think I need to go to a doctor and they'll give me HGH, and it costs a fortune. So you only have literally the rich and famous and the people that can really afford this stuff. But even though you do it that way, you're still going to come up with all the other negative side effects. So the true way to really increase your HGH and to do it naturally is HGH is stimulated through your pituitary gland. And in order to go ahead and get that going, all you have to do is do anaerobic exercises, or basically exercises that cause you to be out of breath. because intensity, when you do interval type of training to where you're doing some type of intense movement for, let's say, 30 seconds or 60 seconds, then you rest for, let's say, 15 to 30 seconds. Doing that is the best way and the most efficient way to increase HGH. And I didn't really realize that before. You know, I am totally guilty, just like everybody else that you see in the gyms, the regular guy that goes in there, does his weightlifting for four sets of 10, or rests, you know, 2 or 3 minutes between sets, scanning the phone, looking at the girls around the gym, you know, and they wonder why that they're not lean, and they wonder why their, you know, their bodies aren't the way they want, and then they try to kill themselves with dieting. So that's really the key, is to go ahead and do intensive workouts and make it nice and short, because you don't want to go too long. You, nobody really has a lot of time to spend hours in the gym anyways. So what I usually tell people is you need to do compound exercises. And compound exercise is just a fancy name for saying you need to do exercise in that multiple parts of your body. Because, you know, if you think about it, let's say somebody's trying to get in shape and they're trying to burn fat, but you see them and they're sitting there and they're doing a bicep curl, you know, so you look, you're like, okay, they're not even breaking a sweat. I mean, half the time somebody can be on the phone while still doing that bicep curl. So then they forget the basic function of working out. You're supposed to be working out, not moving your arm while talking on the phone. That's not working out. That's just moving your arm. And so when you do that, it doesn't take a lot of energy to use that one little muscle, because your biceps, just like abs that we talked about earlier, is a very small muscle. So instead, that person should be doing, let's say, a burpee, you know, because that involves multiple muscle groups. I mean, pretty much your entire body. So let's just say it involves 6 muscle groups. So if you think about it logically, would it take more energy for you to do an exercise that involves 6 body parts or to do one body part? And it's a pretty logical answer. Everybody can go, well, I should do the exercise that does 6 body parts. Why? Because number one, if I was going to spend 30 seconds in the gym, would I spend it doing one exercise that involves 6 body parts, or should I spend that 30 seconds doing one body part? And unless somebody wants to spend hours in the gym, you know, like professional bodybuilders do, they're going to go with the exercise that involves more muscle groups because they can get more work out of it. But by doing so, it increases the intensity of the exercise, because now your body has to work 6 times harder because you're using 6 body parts versus 1. That increases the intensity, and that's what increases GH and the T3 and T4 hormones in our body, which is involved in thyroid, metabolism, and basically helps lean everybody down.
And so when people engage in this type of routine, and you're right, we talk about intervals with aerobic training, you'll get faster results with doing intervals, and the same is true with resistance training. I mean, this is kind of intervals for resistance. What time frame can the average person see a change? You know, 30 days, 60 days?
I mean, to be honest, I tell people you'll see a change in a week, and it really depends on how aware you are of your body, because people, you know, they can tell when they have a small change in your body or not. And it's really just based on whether or not how accurately they know their body. Because if you do things right, which is really just working out, well, we can talk about food another time, but making sure you get anywhere from 7 to 8 hours of sleep, you should see changes every single day. Your body is actually changing every single day. So it's really a matter of how much somebody can notice. You know how you see somebody every single day, you don't notice the changes, but you see somebody, you don't see somebody for a week, or you don't see somebody for 2 weeks, you notice these small changes. But your body actually is changing all the time. I actually tell people, if you do things right, you should wake up every morning just a little bit leaner, just a little bit.
For our listeners, how often would they do this interval training? Would they do it every day? What would you recommend, and for how long?
So I recommend for somebody, it really based on their fitness level. If they're somebody that's going to gym right now, but they're, you know, doing traditional, conventional exercises to where the intensity is very low, they leave the gym not breaking a sweat, then I say they need to do that about 5 days a week, you know, because their body's used to exercising, but they're just not doing the right type of exercise. If it's for somebody that really just haven't worked out, haven't really been very physical, I would just recommend doing about 3 days a week. And every time when they do it, they should really spend about 20 minutes. I mean, maybe even less. If they do it right, they don't have to spend a long time doing it. I remember when I used to work for some local gyms, I used to put somebody through a 15-minute exercise regimen just to kind of see where they're at on their fitness level. And afterwards, you know, if they wanted to buy training, I would sell them training. And that 15 minutes, most of the time, is like the most incredible workout of their life. Like, they never even thought that they can feel that way at the end of the 15 minutes.
Did you bill them for the full hour?
Just because you can't go an hour in my fault.
As a trainer, that's not real conducive to business. Hey, don't pay me for an hour. I get you done in 15 minutes.
Yeah. Right? That's the truth. You know, people just spend too much time not working out when they're supposed to be working out. It's like, I go to the gym for an hour. But are you really training for an hour?
Right.
Or you're just at the gym for an hour. You know what I mean?
Hanging out. And some of the gyms now have like little coffee shops. I was at the gym for 2 hours today. Where were you at? I was in the coffee shop.
I have guys that I sit there and watch them. And I tell my fiance, I was like, you watch. He's going to go back and tell his wife, doctor, whatever, says, I was at the gym for an hour today. He did about 5 minutes of exercise. Yeah. The rest was spent walking around, checking his phone, talking and jacking around.
Okay, so you have this
in front of the mirror for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I know, right? You have this product, the Insane Home Fat Loss Workout. So how long does that take to do?
So Insane Home Fat Loss is about 25 minutes. And if there's any beginners listening right now, you probably, if you haven't worked out in a little while, you probably should only do round one because there's three rounds. I'm just being serious, you know? There's three rounds, and if you do round one, which is like 7 minutes, you know, maybe 7.5 minutes, you're done. You're done. Tap out. You know, game over.
I can do that. So I can just do 7 minutes a day and do that. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, like I sometimes think, man, I wish I could just go ahead and just train everybody who's not getting results. And I'm just going to put them through a 10-minute workout. And we'll just do it once a day. And people will be blown away that once they actually know how to use their body to work out, they're going to be like, well, why do I even need to really go to a treadmill, elliptical, or anything else? And to be honest, the only reason people really need to go to gyms is because they want to build big muscles, number one, or they're training for a very specific type of sport or a specific type of performance. But if it's really just general health and to be agile, to be healthy, and to be very, very fit, we have all the tools in our body. Our body is the weight, and the ground is our equipment. You know, I always tell people, you know, if you don't know how to exercise at all and you want to make it as simple as possible, just go ahead and do 50 push-ups a day, 50 squats a day, and do a few pull-ups, and you're done.
You know,
you're not going to look like a fitness model, but you'll definitely get a lot of results.
Yeah, your workouts remind me of real life working, which we used to do before we sat behind desks. But hey, we got to go to a break. Want to make sure that you stay tuned because coming up, we're going to tell you how you can get Chang's workouts on your phone, your desktop, or your tablet so you can start working out. I don't care where you are. We just want you moving. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Imagine being able to reach your doctor at any hour or be seen the same day you call by healthcare professionals who know and care about you. What if you could have your yearly exam and all your primary care visits covered for the entire year? Well, no need to imagine. This is the reality of Executive Medicine of Texas concierge programs. Learn more about Executive Medicine of Texas and our concierge programs by going to emtexas.com or call 1-800-910-3932. That's emtexas.com, 800-910-3932.
You would never neglect routine maintenance on your high-performance car, and neither should you neglect your own body. Our health is the best asset we have, and you need to protect yours. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Programs, Age Management Programs, and Yearly Concierge Packages at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 800-910-3932. That's StayYoungAmerica.com, 800-910-3932. Take charge of your health and feel better and younger today.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North, and for years I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside, but when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body. And do not trust it to just a 5-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300 or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
The Stay Young Vitamin Line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin Line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin Line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin Line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300. Or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young Radio Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
I want to remind you to go to our website, StayYoungAmerica.com. And also, you're going to want to write down this number, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. You're going to need that number because coming up at the end of the show, as always, the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day, your chance to win a free, that's right, free, doesn't cost you anything, copy of the book Age to Perfection. But you have to listen to the riddle and you have to get the answer right. And then, of course, when you call in, 844-WELL-100, or you go to the website, StayYoungAmerica.com, you have to give us your information and the correct answer so we can ship out a copy of that award-winning book to you.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
All right, so today we've got Nancy Bailey. She is the author of The North Side of Down. And Nancy, tell us just a second here about that book.
Sure, thank you. I just got a question, quick question for you. The show is Staying Young. I want to know if there's a show going back to young. Because it's probably the show I should be on.
We're working on that. We're working hard on that.
Okay, you let me know. Okay?
You got it.
I want that show. The North Side of Down is a true story. It was co-authored by my sister, my younger sister Amanda, who has Down syndrome. And she's one of the few people probably in the world who have Down syndrome who is a writer, also a co-author.
That's and, awesome.
Yeah, and she's pretty cool. She's in her 40s now. She is my younger sister, so we're back to that subject again. So I won't go there, but
so,
but anyway.
So how much younger is she?
I don't do numbers. But we grew up together, and the story is about, unfortunately, the inevitable demise of both my parents and how they didn't document what was going to happen to her after they died. And we're from a big family. There are 8 siblings, and it's about how 2 of them got into a dispute over Amanda's guardianship after the death of my dad, and how she handled that and how it all came out. So
that's
get your
awesome.
Affairs in order, and it's a great message for people with disabilities.
great
for families with disabilities. Or
yeah, great book for our families. Listeners. The North Side of Down. Okay, pick it up. It sounds like a great read. Sorry to cut you off, but we got to get going with this trivia because we want to see how smart you are.
All right, first question, and it is a softball question. Number of appendages that a human being has.
Oh, boy. This is a family show, right?
Yeah. Yeah, male or female. We're excluding extra appendages on the male here.
Number of appendages. Okay. Well, I would say four.
That's right.
All right, good. You know, I didn't tell you what you're going to win. All right, so as you go along, you actually can win some stuff, including resveratrol out of the Stay Young vitamin line and some Lifeline stem cell cream. We all want to stay young. That's a great way to do it. So keep playing. Here we go.
Colds. The common cold, is it due to a virus or a bacteria?
My guess is the common cold is bacterial.
Oh, no.
It's a virus.
That's why you can't take antibiotics for a cold.
Antibiotics are not necessary for a cold.
That's okay.
All right. This one will test to see if you've listened to our show or if you're keeping up. So telomeres, which are little protective parts, are found where in our bodies?
Also called telomeres, depending on what part of the country. Telomeres or telomeres? What are they?
Oh, boy. I have no idea. I'll say the abdomen.
Well, they're found there. They're found everywhere.
Everywhere. They're in every cell. They're the little protective caps on the end of our DNA that basically codes for the aging process.
All right, here we go.
Okay, this one may be a little easier. Bipolar disease, it's also known by another name. Before it was commonly called bipolar, it was called a different type of disease. Do you know what that is?
Passive aggressive.
You know, not a bad answer.
We should give it to her.
We're going to give that to you. Technically, it was called manic depressive disease.
Oh, yes. I knew that too. Darn it.
Well, we gave it to you anyways because, you know, bipolars are passive aggressive, so.
Sometimes. All right, last question. If you have elevated levels of uric acid in your blood, it can result in this disease, also known as the disease of Kings.
Uric acid.
Give her a hint.
Painful joints. Very painful joints.
Arthritis.
Try again.
Painful joints, sometimes in the big toe.
Oh, boy.
King Henry VIII would eat a lot of red meat, drink a lot of alcohol, and he'd get a painful, swollen, red big toe. What is that disease?
I don't know, but I know one of his wives had extra fingers.
Well, that's true, but that's not the answer. So sorry.
Yeah, the answer would be gout.
Gout!
See, you knew what it was, and after we said it, didn't you? That's right. We're still going to send you some resveratrol. You didn't get the Lifeline, but we'll send you the resveratrol,
which will lengthen those telomeres.
That's right. All right. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, so, I'm always amazed when we bring people on. I wonder if it's a matter of they don't know or they're just getting stage fright. Because I always, like, watch those game shows. I'm like, why didn't they get that? That's so obvious. And then, you know, unless you're there and you're under pressure, you don't know.
I can speak to that. When I was a senior in high school, I was on a game show, and they asked these questions, and I knew the answer to everything, and I just stood there like a stammering fool. With total stage fright.
Deer in the headlights. I don't know. No, I mean, I believe that. There's this show I like, Genius. I think it's Geniuses or Kid Genius.
Child Genius.
Yeah, and these kids, like, they know everything. I mean, I can't believe how much they know. But even the most intelligent of the most intelligent will get up there and they'll just freeze. I mean, on a simple thing. Then they'll ask them like this really crazy hard thing and they'll rattle it off, but they'll just miss something. And it's only because they had kind of stage fright.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
I wonder what the medical kind of, the medical explanation of stage fright is.
I think what happens is you get too much adrenaline released in your body, and that adrenaline just raises your heartbeat and makes you nervous and you can't think easily. Well, that music means that it's time. It's time for Dementia Defender. Are you ready for this week's riddle? Dementia Defender has swooped into the control room with his cape with a double D on it. We got a real brain buster for you today. Dr. Anderson was on a game show. To win the game and get a brand new Ferrari, he had to exit an empty room that he was locked in exactly 30 minutes after he was locked in. All he was given was a candle that, when you burn it, would last 1 hour. And he was given a lighter. He had no watch. He had no ruler. He had to leave exactly 30 minutes later. And 30 minutes later, he opened the door and was out and won the Ferrari. How did he do it?
Okay, so I don't think this is an easy answer. If you think it was easy, it's really not, though, right? It's a little complex.
For Dementia Defender, this is a piece of cake.
All right, guys. So go 844-WELL-100. That's the phone number, 844-WELL-100. You can go to the website, stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. And, you know, on our website, stayyoungamerica.com, we are going to start listing, once the contest is over, we'll start listing the questions and the answers so you can get on there and you can kind of see the old ones, which are kind of fun to look at and review and see how you did. But don't forget, if you know the answer, you're going to call 844-WELL-100 with the correct answer. You have to tell us who you are and you have to give us the information of where to send the book. And if you got it right, we'll send you the copy of the award-winning book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And if you haven't been on Facebook, don't forget, we're always posting stuff up there, great information. You can find us under Stay Young Media Group.
Well, once we start posting the Dementia Defender answers, every now and then I'll use the best of the old ones, the classic ones. So read those answers, and then you never know, it might come up as a new question.
Remind me to take it off the website when you do that.
No, it's okay. That we want people to read them.
Oh, man, you guys are fun. Great show. Thanks for listening. Join us every week right here on the Staying Young Show as we bring you information you can use.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page. From grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you, to advice on sex and your health. The book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger. And no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.